All right, looking good. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before Newtail was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter the PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The program components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can always find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. My topic today won't be too long, but still maybe worth hearing. I mean, I haven't talked about this in a while, but is diet soda actually bad for you? Here's what nutritionists have to say about that. This is an article that's a few weeks old here, and it appeared on Health Online by Isabel Vasquez, RDLDN. Is diet soda actually bad for you? Well, what do the nutritionists say? They say diet soda is often thought of as a healthier alternative to regular soda because it's sugar-free. It uses sugar substitutes like aspartame, making the beverage free from calories and added sugar. The average diet in the United States is high in added sugar, so choosing diet soda over regular soda, a major contributor of added sugars, can be an easy way to reduce your intake. Diet soda isn't without its health risks, though. Studies show that regularly drinking diet soda may raise your risk of developing diabetes and other health conditions. Diet soda versus regular soda. Diet soda has similar ingredients to regular soda, but the sugar is swapped for a sugar substitute. As a result, diet soda doesn't have any calories or added sugars. The most common substitute in diet soda is aspartame, but diet soda may also contain potassium as sulfame, sucralose, and saccharin. Wow. These are all FDA-approved sweeteners that have been extensively studied. Other than the sweetener, the ingredients of regular diet soda are usually the same. They contain the same artificial flavors and additives. Diet soda is calorie-free because sugar is the main source of calories in regular soda. Potential benefits of diet soda. Well, on average, people in the U.S. consume an amount of added sugars that exceed the dietary guidelines recommended for less than 10% of daily. Try this again. On average, people in the U.S. consume an amount of added sugars that exceeds the dietary guidelines recommendation of less than 10% of total daily calorie intake. Soda is a major source of added sugar in the diet. If you're a soda drinker, switching from regular to diet soda can help reduce your intake of added sugars and, in return, your calorie intake. Consuming excess added sugar is linked with health issues like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and tooth decay. Replacing high sugar beverages like soda with water can greatly benefit your health. However, research shows that replacing regular soda with diet soda may still leave you with a similar risk of developing these health issues. Risks of diet soda? Although diet soda can help reduce added sugars and calorie intake, it may still come with health risks, some which are similar to those of regular soda. On top of the list is it may lead to tooth decay. Swapping out regular soda for diet soda may lower your intake of cavity-causing sugars, but it doesn't necessarily protect overall dental health. Diet soda is still acidic, and drinking it regularly can lead to dental erosion over time. Studies show that people who drink diet soda tend to have higher rates of dental erosion than those who primarily drink water. Frequently drinking carbonated drinks like soda is one of the main risk factors for dental erosion, according to the American Dental Association. It may increase diabetes risk. Consuming too many added sugars is linked with higher diabetes risk, which is why some people choose sugar-free beverages like diet soda over regular soda. However, research shows diet soda may also increase diabetes risk. One study found that participants who drank at least one serving of diet soda per week had about a 70% greater risk of diabetes than people who didn't drink diet soda. Another study found that people who drank regular soda or diet soda daily had a similar risk of developing diabetes. Research suggests artificial sweeteners might impact diabetes risk. Aspartame could raise insulin resistance by affecting a brain receptor linked to insulin sensitivity. It may also increase cortisol, a stress hormone, disrupt gut bacteria, and cause oxidative stress, all of which can make managing diabetes more difficult. Artificial sweeteners may also make it difficult for your brain to understand the relationship between sweetness levels and calorie intake, which can influence your overall diet quality. They also may increase the risk of kidney disease. Diet soda may raise your risk of developing kidney disease. One study found that the more diet soda you drink, the higher risk of kidney disease. Research suggests this may be related to the phosphorus content of diet soda and regular soda. Phosphorus is used to add color and flavor to soda. While it's an important mineral that helps us build strong bones and teeth, consuming too much has been associated with impaired kidney function. Other studies have not found this link, so more research is needed. People with impaired kidney function, such as those with chronic kidney disease, need to be careful about how much phosphorus they consume. It may raise blood pressure. Multiple studies have linked diet soda to intake to high blood pressure, hypertension, although the reason why is not clear. One study found that participants' risk of hypertension increased by 9% for each serving of diet soda they drank per day. In another study, the risk of hypertension was slightly higher for diet soda drinkers compared to regular soda drinkers. Researchers haven't determined that diet soda directly causes high blood pressure. People who drink diet soda may have chosen to do so because of existing health issues related to high blood pressure, such as heart disease or obesity. Well, what are some alternative drinks to try? Swapping diet soda for a more beneficial beverage may improve health. Enjoy plain or sparkling water to meet your recommended fluid intake. Or try other bubbly and naturally flavored beverages. Here are some ideas. How about a mocktail? Mocktails can be as simple as mixing 100% fruit juice with sparkling water. You can also flavor them with fresh herbs, limes, oranges, or other natural flavor enhancers. Use no sugar added juice to enjoy the natural sweetness of fruit and its health promoting vitamins and antioxidants. Also, there's flavored seltzer. For a step up from plain water that's also calorie and sugar free, try flavored sparkling water. Seltzer is often unsweetened and flavored with natural fruit essences, unlike artificial sweeteners and additives in diet soda that are linked with health issues. Kombucha. Kombucha has potential metabolic, cardiovascular, and gut health benefits. It's made with antioxidant-rich tea and is fermented, so it contains probiotics. Research on kombucha's health benefits is still limited, but it's likely better for you than a diet soda. Pretty much everything's better for you than that stuff. Prebiotic soda. Prebiotic soda is another alternative for trying if you want a carbonated drink. These sodas contain prebiotic fiber, which feeds the healthy bacteria in your gut microbiome. It usually contains far less added sugar than regular sodas that have some added nutrients that diet sodas don't provide. So here's a quick review. Even though it's calorie and sugar-free, diet soda is not necessarily better for your health than regular soda. Research shows it may lead to similar health issues like diabetes and dental problems. Most of the research shows a correlation between diet soda and health issues rather than a direct cause and effect relationship. More research is necessary to fully understand diet soda's effect on health. If you only drink diet soda occasionally, don't stress. If you drink the beverage most days of the week, swapping it out for drinks like water, flavored seltzer, or prebiotic soda may benefit your health. So here you go, just a little reminder again that, hey, Diet soda is not the end-all, end-all to swap over to. There's got some issues with it. So once again, everything in moderation is probably the key to learn here. It's on your weight management journey. Everything in moderation. All right. These calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. And you find us there or your favorite podcast app. I search for you, TR90, or my name, Frank Lomas. And with that, we'll open up the line.
That was great, Frank. Great reminders about why I'm not drinking either soda or diet soda.
I mentioned before, when I called before, I tried a little spirit Frank almost half a year or so ago. I actually went out and bought some Orange Crush, a Pepsi, and a Coke.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had any sodas in, I don't know, years. 20, 30 years, I don't know. Might have sipped some, but certainly no order anywhere. But I haven't had any, so I think I've tried some. I couldn't stomach the Coke or the Pepsi. I thought they were awful. I used to love Pepsi. Couldn't stomach. The Orange Crush actually tasted pretty good. But that was it. I drank the one. I haven't had any, still in the house since that. It was like probably a year or so ago. But I was just amazed at how much I disliked the taste of Coke and Pepsi after having not had it for so long. It was just, the carbonation almost knocked me out. It was just too much for me. And I thought, wow, I used to drink these fairly regularly, you know, years ago. I mean, down a Pepsi a day easily. I never replaced diet soda, regular sodas with diet soda. I just stopped drinking soda. Just stopped. And so, I find it odd seeing people when you sort of go by any of what the convenience stores, they come out with those, I guess they're built big gulps. They're like 55 gallon drums of soda. And they're walking around. I go, oh, my God, I can't imagine consuming that. So it's just kind of odd. But, hey, water's good. You know, I'll just say that. Water's good and it's accessible.
Well, and the thing with, like, Pepsi and Coke, I find that they're so sweet they make my teeth ache. So it's like,
yeah.
Why would I do this? So, yeah.
All righty.
Tomorrow I am talking more about food to eat like you want to live forever. So there we are.
Well, that's a good plan. Okay, excellent. All right, everybody. So be sure to check in tomorrow, Wednesday morning with Susan. I'll be back on Thursday between now and then. Go out and make it a great day. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon. Bye, everybody. Bye, Susan.
Bye, Frank.
Yeah, see if I can end this. There we go.